Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about management practices to improve hay production. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, hay season has started, and there are several practices that are important to remember when improving efficiency and protecting the economic investment. How can a producer maintain a weed-free hay field?
Amy, there are excellent broadleaf control programs for grass hay crops. Controlling grasses could be more challenging due to selectivity. There's a limited number of herbicides that can be used by hay grass. Producers need to control weeds when they are less than 6 inches. If a high differential exists, such as the weed is taller than the hay crop, then it might be possible to use a non-selective herbicide and a wide palm application to remove the weed. For more information on specific weed control practices, as well as haying and grazing restrictions, I invite producers to visit the Mississippi Weed Control Guidelines, which is publication 1532.
Now, forage production is dependent on fertilization practices. What recommendations should a producer follow to optimize production?
Fertilizer practices for Bermuda grass and Bahia grass hay production are very similar. For established stands of grass, I usually recommend to take a soil sample in November to December and submit those to a soil testing lab in order to determine soil pH and soil levels of phosphorus, potassium, and magnesium. The initial spraying application of fertilizer based on the soil test recommendation should be applied as soon as the grass starts to growing. That depends on the state on the part of the state where you live. That can range from February to April. Lime should be applied any time, but the sooner the better. We recommend to apply 50 units of nitrogen per acre in all the recommended phosphate and part of the potash early in the spring. Apply additional applications on nitrogen for each cutting, usually 50 units of nitrogen, and the rest of the potash after that first cutting as well.
And what about the efficiency of some of the nitrogen sources?
Choosing a fertilizer source that reduces volatilization losses is very important. Urea might be suitable for a spraying application, but ammonium nitrate or urea ammonium sulfate might be more suitable for nitrogen applications during the summer months. It is important to note that usually urea or urea ammonium sulfate might have a 12 and 10% yield reduction compared to ammonium nitrate.
And when should a producer start making hay?
The first growth of these grasses in the spring can be harvested when Bermuda grass, for example, reaches a height of 14 to 18 inches and Bahia grass reaches about 10 to 12 inches, or when there is enough growth to justify use of the harvest equipment. After the first harvest, plan to harvest on a 4 to 5 week schedule. If harvest delay beyond 4 weeks, try not to go beyond 6 weeks, because there is usually no increase in yield for Bermuda grass. The reason for that is because the bottom leaves begin to die and quality continues to decrease. Delaying harvest from a four-week cutting to an 8-week cutting can decrease protein content by 45% and digestibility by 13%.
And we have the weather factor that can impact drying time. So how can a producer increase drying time?
During the summer, the rainfall comes from thunderstorm, which might appear daily, and the chance for obtaining 3 to 4 days without rain are greatly reduced. Bermuda grass and Bahia grass dry faster than grasses with large diameter stems, such as sorghum Sudan grasses. It is important that grasses with large stems be processed through a conditioning in order to crush the stems and speed up drying time. All cut hay crops should be laid out as wide a swath as possible to maximize exposure to wind and sunlight, therefore reducing drying time. If the crop gets too dry before windrowing, wait and rake in the morning just as the surface do begins to dry to avoid leaf losses. Ideally, the hay crop should be 12 to 15% moisture before baling. Grasses put up in a large round bale have been baled when moisture drops below 20%, but 18 to 20% moisture will likely result in some heating and molding as well.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.